Oh, you need bribe money for the police if you go to Mexico. I know some people who had to bribe their way out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they got, you know, they were drunk and doing whatever, and the police are looking for a little bit more on spring break down there. So keep that in mind. Money in your shoe for the police. You'll need it.
Oh, man.
So we thought we'd share, you know, different experiences that we've had to, you know, to get the learn on for the kids that are going on spring break next week, for everybody going out of town, you know. Especially these first-timers, the seniors in high school who are going somewhere mm-hmm. fun and fantastic. Got to let you know what's up. 539-9750 or 238-0975 are the numbers. You got something for our spring break survival guide?
The crucial tip is bringing up beer. My senior year in high school, me and three other friends, we went to Arkansas, and we took 8 30-packs between the four of us.
Oh, not nearly enough, huh?
Well, we actually had 22 beers when we came back. Oh, it was only like a four-day trip, so we didn't need to go for the 10 30-packs, but...
Oh, yeah. I see. So you had enough. You're just saying that everyone needs to follow that example and make sure you
exactly.
Put it up when you're getting your person to buy it for you when you're underage.
Good rule of thumb is if you think you only need one 30-pack, get two.
Yeah, yeah, I'd agree with that. Or you can always have a fallback, like liquor or wine or something. You know, you can have something that you can really fall back on if you're desperate, you know?
Yeah, but like you say, emergency. If you're going in high school, you're not going to have your person down there wherever you're going
yeah.
to go to the liquor store for you. So you got to make sure you get it before you go.
Yeah, or you go to a place with a high homeless population and pay one of those guys.
There you go.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm sure everyone's appreciating that. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
Stooks in the morning, you got something for our spring break survival guide?
Yeah, one time I went to Georgia with my mom moving a house. And by 10 in the morning, she had said every word that you would ever think of.
She was cussing, or?
Yeah.
Why was she cussing?
Because people kept cutting us off when we were escorting this house.
Oh, you were escorting a house. Okay.
She got so pissed off. There's people trying to pass us on the shoulder.
Yeah.
She ran one person off the road.
I haven't heard of that alternative to spring break before.
Yeah.
Escorting a house.
Not the best.
Not that cool?
No.
Nope. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Guess I won't try that out.
Yeah, at least everyone knows now. If someone has that plan for spring break, better hurry.
Yeah.
Get on top of that. Change it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Stooks in the morning. You got something for our spring break survival guide?
It's not really for what happened to me during spring break one time, but it just happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. So me and my friend want to get tan because we're just going to bum around our town the whole time.
Okay, what year are you, or what grade are you in, or what?
Seventh
grade?
Yeah.
And you're going, you wanted to go tanning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it was not that hot out yesterday to actually go tanning.
Right.
So we bought tanning lotion, like self-tanning lotion.
Uh-oh.
And we put it all over our body and all that. It doesn't work. The bottle is yellow. We turned the bottle color.
Gross.
Yeah.
No pedophile's gonna want you at all now.
Yeah. I feel safe over spring break.
There you go.